4 months ago, hundreds of students across Maine walked out of their schools, joining others across the nation in memorializing the victims of the fatal school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and to advocate for gun control. For many students, the walkouts were the start of a new political journey. Robbie Feinberg reports on how these efforts have evolved in the past few months and how some believe they could make a difference in November's elections.
Enough is enough!
Students from nearly every corner of Maine led the school walkouts in March in the wake of the fatal school shooting at Florida's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. For some, it was the beginning and the end of their activism. But for Phoebe Walsh, the marches were a turning point.
Seeing that and being a part of that was really exciting for all of us because we hadn't done a lot politically beforehand. So being a part of that world just for like a couple minutes inspired us. We wanted to be there more.
Walsh is a rising junior at Camden Hills Regional High School in Rockport. She says when she watched the students from Parkland speak out and then spoke out herself, she and her friends felt they needed to take action.
And we were tired of sitting around and waiting for things to get changed when we knew we now have the power.
So in the month after the walkouts, Walsh looked around her school for ways to keep speaking out. She and other politically minded students couldn't find many outlets for their activism, so they created them. Walsh's first step was to revive her high school's old newspaper and relaunch it as a politically charged monthly with views from all sides. The second step was to help form the Maine Teen Advocacy Coalition. It's a small group of students, mostly from the Mid-Coast, with efforts that stretch far beyond the school walls.
Because, you know, the whole country is listening to the teenagers right now. We're the spotlight. So we're taking advantage of that and moving forward with our agenda.
Senator Keim, Representative Moonen, and members of the Judiciary Committee.
In May, the teens drove an hour west to Augusta to sit down with lawmakers and advocate for policy. They discussed the minimum wage and testified at a public hearing for a red flag gun control bill.
As my friends and I can attest, it is all too easy to ignore such problems until one day they turn our lives inside out.
Gun violence continues to be a pressing issue for me and for thousands of other teenagers.
The bill was ultimately vetoed by Governor Paul LePage, but that hasn't deterred the students. Walsh and other members of the group now meet regularly with administrators to discuss changes they want to see at their school. And in May, they organized and led a gubernatorial debate and registered nearly 80 high school students to vote. Camden Hills social studies teacher Nell Daly says she hasn't seen anything like this in her 15 years at the school.
We had a protest, oh, I bet 10 years ago, where they had a sign and the students walked down the street and came home. And all of this is really challenging our community to be deeper thinkers about what it is that, you know, we value as a community.
These kinds of efforts have spread beyond the Mid-Coast, too. With the help of a grant, the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters has helped support more than 30 school voter registration events across the state this year in towns from Sanford to Bar Harbor. They've registered more than 800 high school voters. That's more than triple the number who registered 2 years ago. The big question for researchers like Abby Kisa is whether the new push will make a difference at the polls come November.
So while, you know, a high registration number is incredible, there's still work to be done.
Kisa is the director of Impact at Circle, an organization at Tufts University that studies youth civic engagement. Kisa says with so many competitive races in Maine, students could play a decisive role in the state's 2018 midterms. But she cautions that more voter registration doesn't necessarily translate to higher turnout in November.
Certainly registration is a hurdle that young people have to navigate, you know, especially if they're doing it for the first time. But that doesn't necessarily, in a midterm, equate to actually casting a ballot. In 2014, what we saw that it was 42% of young people who were registered to vote actually voted. So it means that for campaigns, for example, was that they left a whole lot of young people in 2014 under-mobilized. So this is a huge opportunity for campaigns to really actually reach out to young people.
Maine has historically done relatively well in turning out young people on Election Day. While turnout among voters under 30 fell nationwide in the 2014 midterms, nearly a third of young people in Maine made it to the polls, the highest rate in the country. And students like Phoebe Walsh say their activism won't stop after the election. Walsh is trying to connect with other students across Maine to broaden her group and keep lobbying the legislature in future years. And her newspaper at Camden Hills Regional High School, which started out with just a few writers, has 27 students interested in joining next fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.